You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting, all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at gotomeeting.com/tips. That's gotomeeting.com/tips.
The most interesting thing in tech is something that I've been talking about a bunch the last couple of weeks, and it's how we're going to deal with the trade-off between privacy and protection from the coronavirus. So Germany has just announced that there's going to be an app launching fairly soon that will track users' location, will track who they're near through Bluetooth technology in their phone, and then share a direct alert with the person if they've been close to someone who's been diagnosed positive with COVID-19. This is something that is used in Asia, discussion of use in Israel, and something that the United States and other Western countries that have much higher concerns about privacy would be very concerned about. But a couple things. One, it appears as though the moment where this is needed is now. I read a paper in Science magazine on Tuesday where the researcher said, look, quarantines are not going to work. Social distancing is not going to work. You need something that tells you automatically when you are near someone with coronavirus. So that is a very appealing way to counter the spread and prevent hotspots. The risk is, well, who has that data? Who makes the app? Who stores the data? Because I don't want the government knowing everybody I've been close to. I don't want the government having easy access to track where I've been at all times. I don't want a private company to do that. So Germany's claim and Angela Merkel's claim is that the system that they'll be using will not store your location in a way that makes it trackable, that they figured out a clever and smart way of encrypting data in such a way that your privacy will not be violated. We don't have the details yet, but if so, that would be very important work, because I do want this. I do want the ability to know if I've been near someone who tested positively so that I can take precautions. If I were to come down with it, I would very much want anybody I had been near to have information about my positive test so that they can quarantine and get tested themselves. But I don't want to give up all my privacy for that. So this is a great project for privacy advocates, people who work on encryption, and for all of us. All right, see you next week.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.